That time of the year, football time, and we're kicking off our chat with the coaches. Every Tuesday, we'll get Coach Precor and Coach Morgan on to talk about the teams. And Coach Steve Precor, nice enough to join us to talk Phillips Lager football. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about the preparation for the season here. A hot one, obviously, yesterday. Tough to practice yesterday. But that's always kind of an issue leading up to that first game or two, isn't it? Usually you get some pretty warm practice days, right?
The dog days of August. It always seems to be the hottest 2 weeks of the year, the first 2 weeks that we have camp. You know, we have our longest practices. Our kids are seemingly working 8 to 10 hour days every day, so by the end of the day, with the heat, it's a major deal trying to keep the kids hydrated and eating well to take care of their bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Come Saturday when they're playing four quarters, get ugly with cramps.
Yeah, exactly. So when last year ended and you started already pondering about this season, what are some of the key pieces that will be the fill-ins from last year's seniors that left you, first of all?
So, I mean, last year we lost, and I don't think we realized it until the season was over and all-star voting. We lost a very outstanding offensive line. And we have one returning guard, but we lost a guard and center that went and played in the All-Star game this summer, and then two senior tight ends. So it's going to be – those are big shoes to fill. I think that we've got a good group that's going to do that. And then we lose a 1,500-yard rusher in Trigg Molman and an amazing leader in Levi Durr. Those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they left a nice legacy and a work ethic in the juniors and seniors that are coming in that they're ready to just take over that role.
Yeah, so who's next up? Talk a little bit about some of the those juniors, seniors that you're kind of looking to fill those shoes this year, Coach.
So we had a three-heading rushing attack in our tailbacks last year in Evan Hollinger, B.J. Loweri, and Aaron Delasky. They'll continue to be our solid running backs. Shaden Zien moves into our what we call spin back, our quarterback position. And he's becoming a good leader. He didn't play a lot last year because he was like deathly ill for the first 4 weeks of the season, which was odd, so it just slowed his development. Ben Vernig is another one that played a lot as a sophomore. So we also had three seniors come out this year who've never played football before or haven't since middle school that are fantastic athletes. So it really makes a nice dynamic coming in, even though we got to catch up in learning. We've got some great athletes on the field.
Yeah, well, as you know in football, Coach, numbers are not the be-all and end-all, but if you don't have numbers, it makes it very difficult. So how are we doing this year numbers-wise?
Now we're floating right around 28 if everybody shows up to practice, which sometimes can be difficult when you got summer vacations and things like that. But it does make for a good practice. You know, it's tough when you can't put 8 on 8, you know, to start showing some things. And then we have enough that our junior varsity can get away and work on their stuff, you know, and not get beat up by seniors and juniors. So, yeah, 28 is a good number.
Yeah, yeah.
32 would be perfect. So we could have two really nice practices going on.
Sure, sure. Well, I checked the Vegas line this morning, Coach, the number of passes that Steve Precor's team will throw per game this year. The over-under is at 4.5 right now. Is that pretty accurate, do you think?
Per game, the whole season.
There's no doubt you're a running coach. You find joy in the misdirection and the keeping the defense off kilter running-wise, and that tradition, I'm assuming, will continue for you this year.
It really is. It's what I like to do. It's something that passing is fun and it's exciting and our kids love to do it. And if it were up to them, we would pass twice as much as we run. but a lot more goes wrong in passing. With those negative plays, you either lose yardage, throw an interception, incomplete pass. And I don't like to waste a play. If we stay disciplined in doing the things that we do well, well, even though teams know it's coming, we can create positive yards, and eventually you either wear a team out or you pop a counter for a big play or something like that.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, I'm a physical, fast, disciplined football,
yeah.
And a lot of times it comes with running. And then with that, you can run the football in any weather, whether it's cold or it's raining. It's easy to run the football.
Right. So if you go to a Logger game and you see a pass play, it's probably because the quarterback talked you into it, right?
That's right.
This is exciting this year with the new schedule and the new conferences up here. And I look at your schedule, Coach. You've got Mellon, Riblake, Prentice, Flambeau, Athens, Hurley, Shawamigan. 7 of the 9 games are close, which is nice for bus rides, first of all. But those local rivalries definitely rejuvenated and renewed this year, right?
Rejuvenated, renewed. That we have, it's basically the Merriwood North for football, and we had Hurley and Flambeau. So it's schools we're familiar with. Our students are friends with a lot of the students that play at other schools. And like you said, it's nice and close. People work together. It's going to be the talk at Marquip or BW or the talk at Weathersfield, which is exciting, and that's what makes high school football
fun.
And then we renew a rivalry. We came into 8-man football with Newman. We get to renew that right away to open the season. So it's going to be fun, and I love the fact that our travel is significantly reduced.
Yeah, that's
and then
that's
our game
tough.
That we do, the game we do travel, we're reciprocating for Green Bay, who came here last year, and hopefully we do something fun with the kids with that. So.
Yeah. Well, we talk about this every year about how close we are to the number of 8-man teams getting to a level where we can have some of the bigger schools that are 8-man involved in the playoffs. Are we inching closer to that, Coach?
I feel like we're inching closer and closer. The more that schools go to 8-man, they're starting to realize it's football. It's still blocking and tackling. It's still physical. It's fun. It's competitive. The traditionalists, it's been around. Well, for us, it was 2017. It was our first season. The traditionalists are starting to buy into it, and you're going to start seeing as enrollments continue to drop, participation numbers continue to drop, that schools will start moving in that direction. And then hopefully, for our sake, they increase the enrollment, which we're floating in that 210, 205, so we're really close. To being there. I'd rather them increase the enrollment amount than us lose kids and lose funding in our school.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But something's got to give, and what that something is we don't know. In the WI, you never know.
Yeah. Well, you talk about that, the 8-man football being real football. We've known that for a while, but it is a shift of philosophy when you got a traditional school like Athens, which was a power for many years. Even Flambeau, of course, with the Jim Leonard tradition there and others at schools. It takes a while sometimes to just give in to the fact that, okay, I think we need to go to 8-man, and we're seeing more schools kind of give in to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at a team like Hurley, who's made the playoffs 29 of the last 30 years, and they're joining 8-man football this year because participation numbers don't allow you to play a healthy and keep the kids safe on a Friday and in 11 player. And Northern Wisconsin, the UP, that's all they have to play unless they travel 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it should be a fun season. We look forward to following you, Coach. At Newman Catholic is a kickoff Saturday, 1:00. Then you go to Mellon, first home game. It looks like it's the 13th against Riblake. Got a fun Shawamigan game later in the year on a Saturday night. That'll be a fun atmosphere to have that be a Saturday night game. So I'm sure the kids are excited, as are the coaches. Who do you got helping you out this year, coach-wise here, Steve?
So I have Gabe Lind. He's our junior varsity coach, and he helps with the defense. Scott Wirth is our defensive coordinator. He was my coach back in the day. Don't want to say how long ago. And then Cole Abraham, who played for us recently, is an assistant coach, and Ty Bleicher is our middle school head coach, and he's with us at a majority of our varsity practices. So we got a good group. Also have Dakota Haberman, who comes when he can in his work schedule and runs some scout for us. It's nice to have former athletes come back and want to be a part of the program.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of a small-town school that some people miss, is that athletes can come back and often have a place in the program to help out, right?
Absolutely, and I love it. I enjoy it, and it means that we're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Coach, good luck to you Saturday. We look forward to following you again. We'll have Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman stalking you again this year, giving the play-by-play, I'm sorry, this year again of football. We love those guys. So thank you, Coach. We'll chat with you next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks a lot, Joel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Precourt, he's head coach of the Phillips Logger football squad, and we'll have Phillips at Newman Catholic Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we'll have it for you right here. It always streams on your phone on the Civic Media app and at 98qcountry.com.